In this episode on The Scent of Light, I will speak on trust. Trust is one of the 10 words to the creative spirit in which my mentor, Dr. William Hermans, wrote, "Give me trust, so no despair can grip my soul." I rediscovered my mentor's 10 words 25 years after his death when I was feeling despair over a health crisis that I was facing. When I read this line, I felt a bit surprised that one could ask for trust, thinking that trust was something I had earned, discerned, grown, or possessed through church affiliation. In the latter, I lacked for some years. I remembered my mentor recounting some pretty harrowing situations that required trust in somebody or something else to intervene with a saving and guiding act. The memory of him responding to situations with a trust that denied despair to grip him in his last 19 years of his long life, when I accompanied him, came to the fore, followed by memories of me also responding with trust to situations that seemed hopeless. Trust requires discernment, however, since misplaced trust can have disastrous consequences. As my mentor discovered, trusting in his Kaiser, in the Kaiser's call for war. After Willy Hermans committed this trust by joining the German army, he soon came to discern the feeling voice of conscience in synchronicity with experienced events that abhorred the harm done to his comrades on the front line and the harm done to mothers and children of the French. The eyes of a French mother looking at him with such fear and hatred as she held her baby standing before their burning house as he marched with his German battalion singing a song of victory over the ravaged village attracted him to place his trust in something beyond imperial power, yet aligned to his conscience, feeling unity with life in all humans, French or German, Jew or Gentile, Protestant or Catholic or Muslim. He meshed on the battlefield trenches before Verdun in 1916. The newly placed trust is what Willy Hermans had to rely on when he was half buried by an exploding shell and he could no longer move his legs. He raised his hand to the sky and cried, "God, save me, and I will serve you as long as I live." He was able then to feel his legs, pull himself out of the Creator, and his next steps seemed to be guided so that he would experience remarkable avoidances of harm in the next 24 hours. Even his capture by French colonial soldiers from Senegal became fortunate, as they spared his life on hearing he spoke French. Within hours, Willie was instrumental in convincing a commanding officer who called him a traitor to surrender an underground fort that faced certain mustard gas attack by the French, thus saving the lives of over 200 German soldiers. He would serve 40 months in French POW camps, but he survived the war and was able to later publish his memoir of this time with Harper and Row called The Holocaust from a Survivor of Verdun. I heard him repeat his vow every day the last 19 years of his long life in which I accompanied him. "God, save me, and I will serve you as long as I live." Of course, he sought understanding of this God to which he addressed his vow, and his communications with prominent scholars and leaders that come through his writings and poetry reflect that inquiry. He would come to embrace different religious philosophies, but what was common in his trust was a possibility of guidance in alignment with his innermost sense of self, informed by his conscience, responding in synchronicity with natural experiences. Often we need a new level or direction of trust. Even "In God We Trust" that's printed on the dollars in my wallet or your wallet may lose its meaning if this currency is not available or one's financial worth is negative, which affect many today with a concentration of wealth in the pockets of the few. I remind myself every day with my mentor's 10 words to the creative spirit, "Be open to the guidance for whatever is a present challenge. Give me trust so no despair can grip my soul." This is Ken Norton on The Scent of Light. You can contact me via Ken at KennethEnorton.com. The Scent of Light episodes are archived on the web at KennethEnorton.com. That is KennetheNorton.com. Thanks for listening.